This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Colin Dunlap. Chris Mack on vacation. He'll be back tomorrow. The band will all be back together. I'll talk to Jim Colony here in just 1 second. Producer Matt, he's working hard. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Text us anytime you like. You know the number, you know where. 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Jim Colony, people know the news by now. We don't have to deliver the news, even though I just did, about the shifting in the games. It's about the why and about the what at this point. Or necessarily about the how, I guess, and not necessarily the what. And I keep coming back to this with the Steelers and the Ravens. And the Steelers and the Ravens, now I'll give you the what. And the what is the game being changed to 3:40 tomorrow, Wednesday. We're part of the small portion of the population that loves this, considering we get up at 3 in the morning, Jim. Me and you, 3:40 p.m. Wednesday start time. I wish the Steelers played all their games at 3:40 on a Wednesday. Anyway.
That would be beautiful.
It'd be perfect. In a 5 o'clock Monday night football game, bring it. I love it. I feel like I live in Los Angeles without having to move to Los Angeles or Las Vegas. Tell me this, though. I keep coming back to this. So is the takeaway, is the glaring, obvious, flashing takeaway with a big sign that the NFL just wants to do everything, every single thing in the world to not have a Week 18 catch-all? And the flip side of that, though, I guess if the answer is yes, that they should have implemented it from the start, that they should have done that, they should have put in at least one buffer week, and now they're made to just put their head down and go forward and live with their mistake. Was it a mistake at the beginning, Jim?
Well, I guess it shows a lack of foresight, and they had quite a while to watch what happened with all the other leagues, well, particularly baseball, because baseball was not in a bubble like the NHL ended up being and the way the NHL or the NBA ended up being. They saw what happened early on with Major League Baseball and what happened with the Cardinals and the Twins and the Marlins. And so, and teams like the Pirates were basically innocent bystanders and had their schedules disrupted. And the Steelers are that innocent bystander now. Yeah, I think that they probably should have learned from that and said, you know what, instead of thinking, you know, by September, October, November, things will be better. Maybe they needed to do a, you know, play a what-if scenario just in case. And it turns out that that scenario has come into play in a big time here recently.
Absolutely. And we'll get into the fairness. We'll get into kind of how it relates to the Denver Broncos. We'll get into all that moving forward. The Steelers, though, they want to avoid Week 18 at all costs, I would think. Because you don't want Cleveland, you don't want Baltimore back-to-back at the tail end of the season. You also want to drift into the playoffs, if you can, kind of just on autopilot. You don't want that. You want to have you want to have a week off. You want to have that bye. You want to have everything that comes along with pushing forward through the regular season and being that number one seed if you can. I'm just lost as to why we're here. I still really am. I'm lost as to why Thanksgiving, it didn't happen. They go from playing in the window that probably is the most sought-after window of the NFL season, or at least one of them, to playing on a midweek game at 3:40 in the afternoon, which you and I love, but a lot of people don't love. I'm just lost as to why it still couldn't have happened on Thanksgiving. I can't get past that. I know the conversation needs to move on, Jim, but I can't get past why it couldn't have happened on Thanksgiving night.
Well, especially when you compare it to what happened to others, and the prime example is the Denver Broncos with no quarterback. And why are the Broncos treated differently than the Ravens are? And the Ravens, and you know, as it turns out, this stuff about worried about pulled muscles, and I mean, come on, give me a break. We haven't been able to practice, so we might pull muscle. That just rings hollow to me, and I don't know why the league, at least certainly on the surface, appeared to go not bend over backwards, but they gave leeway to the Ravens that they didn't do to other teams, specifically this week, the Broncos, and before that, I guess, what, the 49ers?
Right. Well, and the other part is that I don't get is if the Ravens were able to run a football practice last evening, and they were. They were able to go through a football practice last night. Why then are they, if they're shut down, they're shut down. If they're not shut down, they're not shut down. It's like the league. Look, I've wanted the Pittsburgh Steelers to win this football game. I make no bones about it. I'm a fan. I don't need to be a cut down the middle journalist. I'm an entertainer is what I am. And I want the Pittsburgh Steelers. I want the Pittsburgh teams to win. I've wanted them to win. I want them to win by about 212 freaking points now. I want them to kill the Ravens. Because even if it isn't meant to be on purpose, and I question that a little bit too, about who you want in this football game, about how many kind of eyes you want on this game and who you want playing in this football game. Even if it's not meant to be on purpose, it gives the optics that the Ravens are given an unfair advantage. It gives the optics that it is an us against the world mentality for the Pittsburgh Steelers, or a Pittsburgh against everybody sort of mentality. This is turned into garbage, and it's something where the Steelers are left waiting and wondering and practicing, or maybe even just staying home and going through walkthroughs and doing virtual stuff, whenever they did nothing wrong. I'll tell you how to best equate this. This has turned into a situation, and I've used this before, and it's really apropos here, Jim. Whenever you're on the school bus, and you're on the school bus, and you got that one kid that won't shut the heck up. He just won't shut up, right? And kids don't ride school buses anymore because they all do school at home. But the kid just won't shut up. And the school bus driver, Large Marge, she's sitting up there, and she's just so miserable to begin with, right? She's just trying to get the run done because she can't wait for her next cigarette break so she could have her next Pall Mall. So she could jump off the bus, stand outside in the frigid cold, and have her cigarette. And she looks in that big mirror that goes across the front of the bus, and she goes, "I ain't moving this bus until you all shut up." And you're like, it's one kid. It's one kid. It's one kid every single time. And she pulls forward about 400 feet, and the kid is being a jerk, and he's out of his seat again, and he's jumping up and down. And she pulls over, and she almost rolls the bus into a ditch, but she doesn't care. And she's mad, real mad, because she needs her nicotine fix, man. And she looks in that mirror again, and she goes, "I'm not moving this bus until all you shut up." And it's just one kid. We've turned to the situation, Jim, where the Ravens are that one kid. Why are we pulling the bus over for one kid again and again and again? I'd like to get past that in a conversation, Jim. I just can't find myself to get there.
Well, to use your analogy, you know, a couple of months ago, the Tennessee Titans were that kid. And they flipped the schedules. And at the time, it made sense because they had a bye week to work with. Well, now they don't. And it just, I don't know. It just, and all we could do yesterday, I even heard, I was upstairs doing something, and I heard Linda make a noise like, "Ah."
Oh.
And I go, "What?" Because I had heard that they had just changed the game from Tuesday to Wednesday. And even she's like just exasperated by the whole thing because it's just so stupid. It's like the Steelers, they were getting ready to play on Thursday. Then they were getting ready to play on Sunday. And their week reflected that with player availability and walkthroughs and practices. And then it's Tuesday. And then, oh, hang on, it's Wednesday. It's just unbelievable. It's later on today we'll find out it's Thursday.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but it's starting to feel to me. And look, I even feel weird and slimy and odd saying this. It feels like it's starting to be Harbaugh and that Lou Ferrigno lookalike owner who thinks he's Lou Ferrigno, the guy that owns the Ravens, trying to get this game nixed and an extra playoff spot created. It absolutely positively is starting to feel that way. It at least at the very beginning, if it's not that, it's trying to get as many healthy bodies back as they can. I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Working.
It is working because they're getting two running backs back. They're not going to be able to get the quarterback back, but they're getting two running backs back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.